KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Kathy Novak. Stroke is the leading cause of death and serious disability here in the United States and around the world, and May is Stroke Awareness Month. So are you aware of your risk factors and what to do if you notice any possible signs of a stroke? Here to answer some questions about this today is Dr. Anthony Kim, Associate Professor of Neurology and Head of UCSF Stroke Center. Dr. Kim, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
So Dr. Kim, who is most at risk for stroke?
Well, I think we all have to have an awareness of stroke, because it's not just recognizing it if you're having symptoms, but also recognizing symptoms in others, loved ones, et cetera. We usually think of stroke as being related to age. So it's certainly the case that the risk of stroke increases with age, but young people can have stroke as well. And the causes of stroke might be a little bit different in younger ages, but everyone's potentially at risk and everyone is potentially a witness and someone who could recognize stroke symptoms in a loved one.
So let's talk about those stroke symptoms. What should we be looking out for?
Well, the trouble with stroke diagnosis is that the brain is complicated. And so the symptoms are related to the area of the brain that's affected by a stroke. We've come up with some acronyms to help, or mnemonics to help point out some of the most frequent symptoms of stroke, but none of these are perfect. The most easy to remember one is something called FAST, and that stands for face, arm, speech, and then time to call 911. So the F in for face, that refers to a droopiness in the face. So one side of the face being drooping down compared to the other. The A stands for arm, and what you might do is ask someone to just lift their arms up and hold them, and you might see one drift down, or especially if it's on one side that's not working right, that could be the sign of a stroke. And then S is speech, and that could be either a slurring of speech, or it could actually be difficulty with language or coming up with the words. So not being able to communicate, not being able to understand, language difficulties that affect speech recognition and speech production, all of those are encompassed in that S for speech. And then the T is, it really is time to call 911. If you think someone's having a stroke, call 911, because time is of the essence in terms of recognition and treatment. Some centers use something called BFAST that adds a B and an E in front of the FAST. It's a little bit harder to remember, but it picks up more strokes. And the B stands for balance problems or incoordination, someone who's leaning over maybe to one side or having difficulty walking in a straight line. And the E stands for eyes, and that could be trouble seeing out of one eye or both eyes, double vision, any difficulty with vision that comes on suddenly. That will pick up more strokes that affect the back part of the brain as well.
Those are the symptoms to look out for. You mentioned that age is a big factor, but young people can be at risk as well. What can we do to reduce our risk?
Yeah, probably the number one risk factor for stroke is blood pressure or high blood pressure. And we call high blood pressure the silent killer, because most people with high blood pressure, they don't feel that their pressure is high. In fact, the only way to really know is by having it checked, checked using a blood pressure cuff. But high blood pressure probably accounts for more than 50% of all the strokes in the United States. And so it is by far the leading risk factor for not only stroke, but heart disease as well. Other risk factors include high cholesterol, smoking, diabetes. All of these are risk factors not only for stroke, but for heart disease or vascular disease as well.
Have you found the pandemic has affected people's ability to access care or address those risk factors?
Right. So I think because recognition of stroke and rapid treatment is so important, one of the key messages that we still want to present to the public is that if you think you're having a stroke, you should still be evaluated urgently in the emergency department. And what we were finding during the, pandemic was that I think there were some folks maybe with milder symptoms or symptoms where they weren't sure that they were stroke or not, were deciding not to come and be evaluated. And that led to missed opportunities to reverse the long-term effects of stroke. And also, I think the concern that folks weren't getting treatment because they were afraid to come in. Again, I want to say that stroke is an emergency and the symptoms can be reversed with some of our treatments, but this requires rapid assessment and an ambulance ride to the hospital for a quick evaluation.
And has the way you treat stroke changed over the recent years?
Absolutely. I think that right now we are in the process of really bringing a new type of stroke treatment out to the population. So in the past, we had medications like aspirin or anticoagulants that helped prevent clots, the type of clots that might cause a stroke. The new intervention that we have available now is to mechanically disrupt the clot from within. So if you imagine, you can insert a small tube that goes within the blood vessel all the way up to the brain and can disrupt the clot and actually even pull it out and therefore restore flow. And this is called stroke thrombectomy. Thrombus meaning clot and ectomy meaning removal of clot. And that treatment has been proven to be effective for certain, especially more severe types of stroke. And it's been developed over the last, especially over the last 5 years, has been really rolled out because we now have ways of treating patients even up to 24 hours after this stroke symptoms start, whereas before we were limited to maybe just 3 or 4.5 hours. So it opens up a whole universe of more patients that we can reach and treat.
Okay, lots of important information there for Stroke Awareness Month. Dr. Anthony Kim, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dr. Anthony Kim is Associate Professor of Neurology and Head of the UCSF Stroke Center. And I'm Kathy Novak. Thanks very much for tuning in to As Prescribed.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 at AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.